Good afternoon. High pressure is dominating the weather from southern Canada across interior New York and New England. This has brought the humidity down considerably across much of the region. An onshore flow, though, from the Atlantic is keeping some humidity in place in southern New England and into the mid and lower Hudson Valley in the form of some low cloudiness. Still, with a decent amount of sunshine in these locations and abundant sunshine elsewhere, temperatures will push into the upper 70s and lower 80s later on this afternoon. High pressure will keep it clear tonight, and it will be pleasant and in some cases cool with areas of fog developing, readings mainly in the 50s, although some 40s common across the higher terrain. And we'll get off to a great start over the holiday weekend. Lots of sunshine with that same high pressure center in control tomorrow. We'll have low humidity and temperatures in the lower 80s. By the middle and latter stages of the three-day weekend, the high will eventually drift east and southeast of Cape Cod. This will shift the wind out of the south to even southwest, and the humidity will start to creep back in. By Sunday afternoon, it'll be warm with highs in the mid-80s with plenty of sun, and getting hot and humid on Monday for Labor Day with lots of sunshine and highs in the upper 80s. A ridge of high pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will dominate the weather picture through the weekend and into the early to mid-part of next week. On Tuesday, highs will reach into the lower 90s with a mix of sun and clouds and high humidity. The next front will make a slow approach for the middle of next week and produce the chance for a few showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday and Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over portions of North Dakota and northwest Minnesota. Large hail and damaging wind gusts will be possible with the more discrete storms that develop this afternoon. Meanwhile, the National Hurricane Center continues to issue advisories on Tropical Storm Fred, located about 960 miles west-northwest of the Cape Verde Islands. Fred is moving toward the west near 10, and this motion is expected to continue through tomorrow. A turn toward the northwest and a decrease in forward speed is expected on Sunday. Maximum sustained winds are near 40 miles per hour, and Fred is in an area of strong upper-level winds, and it is expected to degenerate into a remnant low tonight or tomorrow. And large and powerful long-period swells generated by Hurricane Ximena, located about 755 miles east of Hilo, Hawaii, will produce hazardous and potentially damaging surf in the main Hawaiian Islands through this weekend, primarily along the east-facing shores. And finally, a tropical wave located just offshore of the west coast of Africa is producing a large area of showers and thunderstorms. This system is showing signs of organization and has the potential for some development as it moves westward at 15 to 20 miles per hour across the tropical Atlantic during the next several days. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 107 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 23 at Kimult, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with an isolated shower or thunderstorm in the mid-80s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the mid-80s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 77 degrees, the average low 56. The record high 97 set in 1929, and the record low 37 in 1946. Sunrise this morning was at 6:23 a.m., sunset this evening 7:25 p.m., 13 hours and 2 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, lower humidity today in the upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs around 80. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with highs around 80 degrees. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny today, with highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm, lower 80s. Mostly sunny, a touch more humidity Sunday in the mid-80s. For Labor Day, mostly sunny with increasing humidity, upper 80s to around 90. Lower 90s with a mix of sun and clouds Tuesday, and a few scattered showers and thunderstorms Wednesday and Thursday. Have a great holiday weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.